Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A Radio.com sports station. Inside information on your teams, honest opinion, and the biggest names in sports. It's time, Las Vegas, for the Playmakers.
This will be the fastest 60 minutes of your life when it comes to the sports world, I promise.
Is it because we're having so much fun already, and it tends to fly when we do?
That's Lindsey Brown, who you are listening to. My name is Paul Iyhander. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday. It is Columbus Indigenous Peoples Day. The CID.
Yeah. Or October 12th.
Monday.
There's the distinction. I'm feeling
Monday.
The mon and the day part.
As part of the NFL weekend that never ends, we'll talk about that at 3:18, as well as at 3:37, our friend Bo McDonald, who did not have a farm but did have a beer, will be stopping by to join us from Big Dog's Brewing Company to talk about Dogtoberfest.
I see what you did there.
I know, which is coming up this weekend. That is at 3:37. All right, like I mentioned, jam-pack hour. Let's get to the five biggest stories of the afternoon.
It's your daily checkdown, powered by Radio.com Sports, number one.
And why it is the fastest hour in sports that you will witness today, it's because we are leading you into Los Angeles Dodgers baseball. The Dodgers opening up the NLCS in the bubble against the Atlanta Braves. That is game one. Walker Buehler will get the start. 5:08 first pitch. For the Dodgers, who've had a few days off after sweeping the San Diego Padres.
It happens when you're successful, Paul. You get a few days to stretch things out.
They still suck. The Tampa Bay Rays are up on Houston right now in the ALCS. That is in the sixth inning, and it's 3-0 Tampa leading the Houston Astros.
It's a hell of a year for the old Bay of Tampa, isn't it?
It truly is.
And
truly is.
There's never been a more favorite fandom. Especially here in Las Vegas, in this room.
I know. The weirdest part about having Tampa, you know, obviously winning the Stanley Cup, the fact that they have a chance, you know, a slim chance.
Slim.
Of taking home the World Series trophy, much like the Los Angeles area, which saw an NBA World Championship last night with the Lakers.
That's right.
And also has a little bit more of a possibility to take a World Series trophy home. But they've got to get past one of the strongest pitching staffs in the National League in the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. And it's going to be. Do you think this is the best team that the Dodgers have faced so far? Because they've had a pretty good slate of opponents, right?
Yeah, the Padres were hot at the right time and then cooled off at the right time for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Brewers were kind of a team they should have rolled over, and they did roll over them. But
the Brew Crew does tend to roll deep into the postseason as of late, so there's something to be said there. But
yeah.
The Braves have kind of built their way each and every year, at least in the postseason, where they got eliminated, I think, early. But they've just been accumulating talent and wins and stuff, so it's going to be quite the test.
I'm not expecting a sweep in the NLCS by any means. While it would be wonderful, remember, it's not a best of five, it's a best of seven, which means you've got to stretch out your pitching a little bit more. You've got Walker Buehler tonight, Clayton Kershaw tomorrow, and probably we'll have to go with a little bit more of a full-time starter on Wednesday.
The Tomei, you're thinking?
It could be Dustin.
I mean, he started in the last series. He closed things out.
He did. He's got the big arm. See if they can get him going. Urias could also be a thought for them as well. Maybe Ross Stripling. Who knows?
Who do they have?
What the
Braves. Like,
Braves?
Who's like a big name that would stick out to some of us that aren't super familiar with Atlanta Braves organization?
With an ERA of .091.
That's good, right?
Max Fried, Ian Anderson, and Kyle Wright. Those guys
are all people.
That's what they are.
That's what they are.
That's what they are. This is not Maddux and Glavine. And this is not that kind of a lineup, but it's pretty damn close.
Right.
They've got a hell of a pitching staff, and they
So do we.
They made it very well known after game one of that series against Miami that they were going to throw blanks, and that's exactly what they did in sweeping out the Marlins. So
we're good at dodging things, so that's good. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, Paul.
That's very true, Patches. Very true.
You're welcome.
Dodgers and Braves coming up tonight. Pre-game at 4 o'clock. 5:08 first pitch from the bubble. Walker Buehler getting the nod in game one.
Number two.
All right, so Dak is still the future of the Dallas Cowboys. If you watched that game yesterday, and I saw it with my family in attendance on my couch, we all saw it, and you knew right away as soon as he grabbed...
That he snapped his ankle?
Well, he snapped something. You knew something was wrong immediately. And then by the reactions of everybody and the fact that they only replayed it one time on CBS last night, you knew right away what had happened. So it's a compound ankle fracture and a dislocation.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 6 months sitting out. But today, the executive vice president, Jerry Jones' son, Steven, says he's still our future. I don't know how much it will cost him to be the future of the Dallas Cowboys, but they still say he's the future.
And this is why the negotiations, why players push so hard to get their value when they can, because you never know. It could be on any play. He's on a franchise tag this year. But Dak, beloved in that organization. You could tell. He left that game on the cart in tears. How do you not feel for the guy?
He's beloved by the NFL. It was very clear after he got hurt and got hurt bad.
I hate the Cowboys, but I like him.
Everybody likes Dak. No one seems to have an issue with Dak. Even Eagles fans sent out videos.
That's saying, when you know.
Yeah, like, we need you back. We hope you come back.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, one of those pure guys. We talk about Russell Wilson being a study of the game. Dak Prescott is kind of that same mold, cut from that same cloth.
And a late round pick, too. Not the chosen one. Had to earn that job as well.
Yes.
Tony Romo was still on that team when he earned that starting job, correct?
Yes. So everybody that laughed at the Cowboys signing Andy Dalton, not laughing so much now.
No.
The Cowboys turned to him and ended up getting a win over the winless Giants, but still 2-3 in the NFC East isn't terrible. So Dak Prescott says, at least Dak Prescott has undergone successful surgery. I mean, he was in the hospital last night, like within an hour of getting hurt. He was already being prepped.
You want to get those bones set before they start setting down things where they're not supposed to be. So fast recovery to him, and I'm sure he'll be fine going forward.
Hopefully so. Mm-hmm. But the Cowboys still think Dak's part of their future. And for the organization, that's positive news coming from them.
Number three.
All right. So the COVID has
It's still here.
It is. And it has hit the SEC. Missouri and Vanderbilt, which are kind of like the outlanding SEC teams, to be honest. I mean,
you
Missouri
do have to
Vandy.
Give everybody a Valentine these days. Just not just the people you like
Correct.
Paul, the ones you also like because they exist and they're your friend, but not really.
Correct. They're out of scholarship players, apparently, at Vandy. I mean, which it's Vanderbilt. Everybody's on scholarship at Vanderbilt because you go to Vanderbilt not just for football. You go to, like, study.
The endowment, right? I've heard, is quite sizable.
You're going to be, like, a doctor. Like, you go to Vandy,
acting?
You're going to be a doctor. But apparently they don't have enough scholarship athletes. You have to have at least 53, and they were down to 56 during last week's loss. So they're moving the Missouri-Vandy game, which was supposed to be this weekend, to December the 12th. So SEC number one, their first one. However, it did not stop the head coach of the University of Florida, Dan Mullen, to say, you know what? I want to see 90,000 fans in the game in the stands this Saturday.
Yeah.
Against
it's fine.
I mean, it is LSU. I mean.
Yep. It's LSU. And but that's what's important here, Paul. Because it's LSU, so therefore we got to make sure we get everybody in because the SEC is firing on all cylinders this year, Paul. I don't know if you know this, but they're the best conference in football. If you just look at their records this year and their performances, especially the defensive side of the ball, you are going to be impressed, my friend.
They are struggling.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. Lots of SEC has lots of parity this year. And not parity, I mean, parity isn't funny, but parity as well because of just how lopsided some of the scoring is. Now, the traditional teams are winning games. Alabama's winning football games, but they're having to outscore other teams in kind of arena-style football.
How many points did Bama give up yesterday?
48.
So the tide came all the way in.
Oh, my goodness.
All the way in, crimson and otherwise.
Yeah.
My goodness.
The SEC is no longer about defense. It's just about scoring as much as possible. But, you know, when you invite Mike Leach into your coaching ranks, you're going to do those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But Seems kind of silly, but Dan Mullen did not back down from this. And I like Dan Mullen, too. He's a really smart players coach. He's a really smart coach. But I'm not sure I would kind of want to stick by this comment. I would have just said, you know what, in the heat of the battle, after losing to Texas A&M, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the Gator Nation was ready, as opposed to, no, I want 90,000 people there.
Well, we know Florida is going to Florida. Doesn't mean they're a bad person.
It's barely Florida.
But it's Florida.
Gainesville,
let's stop expecting things from people that they are not equipped or able to give us, Paul.
Like Tallahassee's barely Florida.
The key of happiness is accepting what is here.
Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia could annex that part of Florida, and Florida wouldn't even notice.
I know.
They wouldn't even notice.
They wouldn't even know.
They could still call it Florida State.
So if they haven't done it, there must be a reason.
Yeah, probably.
There must
true.
Be a reason.
Swampland and lots of trees.
Swamp.
Have you ever driven through the panhandle of Florida?
I have not had the pleasure yet. Please tell.
There is not much to see.
Okay.
It's literally like driving through the bayous of Louisiana. Like, yeah, you might see an alligator.
You feel a little spooky when you drive through there, like you're going to be taken by some swamp monster
having
or something.
Having driven there through night, it is kind of eerie.
You.
It is a little eerie. I will admit that. It is one of the stranger things. When you're on the 10 driving through southern Louisiana.
So the bog of eternal stench, yes.
And then you finally show up and you see there's Baton Rouge. You're like, oh, thank goodness, Baton Rouge. But you're like through Baton Rouge in like a blink. Like
see,
that takes like 5 minutes and then you're back into the bayou again. You're like, and you've never prayed so hard to make it into Mississippi that fast.
You've spent a lot of time driving through the South. Congratulations.
I've only
flown into both of those places in the Glades and also in the Bayou. But what it does look like when I'm going over is, you won't get this reference because you've never seen Lord of the Rings, which is weird. But in the second movie, when they're in the bog and they have to lay under because all the scary guys on the skeleton horses. You saw that part? That's what I feel like I'm in. So I'm not about to drive through there. No, thank you.
Straight up.
Not at nighttime. Nope.
I don't expect skies to look like the Ride to Mordor by any means. But it's weird. It's super eerie. And Florida is the same way. Florida's just kind of boring because there's no swamp. It's just trees.
He wants the fans real close.
Wow, you are killing it.
Me?
That.
Why?
Killing
Come
it
on.
That.
That's what I'm here for all the hot sports take and the Smeagol's impressions.
Smeagol.
Or Gollum, depends on the day or the minute or the ring.
It's pretty much like the same character.
No, right? It's not, Paul.
Smeagol
two
and
different.
Gollum, it's pretty
just
much the same.
Just because you're the
guy.
Same on the outside doesn't mean that you're the same on the inside. Self-growth. You should look it up.
It's like the same guy.
You don't know.
You know, I met Sean Astin, who plays like...
No. You met Rudy?
Yes.
Tell me about your experience.
It was at like 5 in the morning. No joke.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 5 in the morning.
Did you like high five? Did you guys like...
Yeah, we talked.
Hit bump or
we
like
talked
what?
About we talked about the Goonies actually.
Did
he was
you
in that movie, which was filmed in one of the cities I lived in as a kid?
Oh,
I was there at the same time they were filming that movie.
I'm sure that's the first time everybody's asked him about his experience with the Goonies, but I'm sure the local angle on yours probably made the conversation a little more interesting.
Oh no, we
that's
totally
awesome.
Talked about all the places that where they filmed and stuff. And
he might be the most underrated actor ever. We should do a segment on that.
Sean Astin?
Yeah, I honestly, he's been in a lot of really good movies and had really strong performances, but I bet you most people probably don't know. If you say Sean Astin, you're like, who? Honestly.
Yeah, probably.
We should run a poll.
Sure. Why
lots
not?
Of companies are
Sean
doing
Sean Astin, Paul, underrated actor.
Paul.
Yes, no.
P-O-L-L.
Right. Yes, no, or neither. Right? Is that how it works?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
We actually ran out of musical interlude. All right. Let's
it's
move on.
Happened.
Number 4.
Baseball Hall of Famer Joe Morgan passed away this morning at the age of 77 at his home in California. He'd been struggling with some health issues, but everyone will know him from his time with the Big Red Machine, but many of you will know him from doing 20 years of play-by-play on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball with Joe Miller, or John Miller, who is the longtime play-by-play guy for the San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan was put in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1990. He is a baseball purist, but managed to sneak in this little anecdote during his induction speech.
Just making it to the major league was so important. I remember my first at-bat like it was yesterday. My first at-bat was the bottom of the ninth inning against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies were fighting for the National League pennant. It was a winning run, it was on second base, and I got a base hit. And the winning run scored. And Gene Mock, who was the manager of the Phillies, was so mad that when he went in the clubhouse, he yelled at his players and told them, you guys got beat by a guy that looks like a little leaguer. Well, he was right.
Joe Morgan, just Total class act, and we keep losing baseball Hall of Famers and the guys that have brought so much to the game, and especially for broadcasting as well.
Right.
Basically, I tweeted out this morning, pretty much the soundtrack for baseball fans for two decades.
Well, as a baseball purist, like you described him, it makes sense why he would stay in the game, and because when it means so much to you, it's hard not to want to give that to other people or give back to the game itself. So, obviously, a very important historical figure, and... you know, I don't know what else there is to say other than sorry.
Yeah. Big Red Machine, big cog, NL MVP, one of the guys that paved the way for many, many other players. Joe Morgan passing away this morning at 77.
Number five.
All right. So over the weekend, nothing happened with the Vegas Golden Knights. That's it. That's number five. Nothing happened.
Is this called paralysis by analysis or something like that, Paul?
Nothing happened.
We are digging ourselves into quite the hole, my friend.
Nothing happened.
Yep.
Nothing.
That's what happens.
Literally nothing happened.
Literally nothing. It's just... I mean, they signed a couple of free agents, but it's nothing where, like, everybody's holding their breath to see if Alex Pietrangelo is going to decide to play here or not, which I haven't really understood why he hasn't made that decision yet, because it was going to be between Toronto, that said we were never in the real conversation with them, and St. Louis, who decided to go with the younger version of him that scores more points. So where is he going to go? Where does he fit? He fits here, but they haven't signed anything. Nothing's been decided. They don't have space for him right now, so...
Well, they have
having problems.
Well, they have space for him.
Do they?
No, they have space. I mean, you could sign anybody you want right now.
Yeah, sign like a $1.5 million a year to start a nice little two-year bridge contract.
You're talking about 10%. You could be 10% over the cap in this time right now. So if they offered him the money that everyone thinks he's going to be offered, which is $7, $8 million.
Which is a little more than 10% over the cap.
Right. That would put them at that point right there.
Right.
Because they're under right now. They still need to add a couple more bodies, but it could still happen. Apparently, he was house shopping and looking at Summerlin. Now, I can report to you that at the library that I was at on Sahara yesterday and the park that I was at the day before, I did not see him. So, again, it's a pretty big place.
You're not very good at following people, are you?
I wasn't really looking for him, other than the fact that it felt like we were, like, trying to do, like, an L.A. car chase because people were tweeting out, like, the flight time that he was arriving in Las Vegas and whatnot. And I'm like... And then he disappeared into the vapor. Maybe he was just coming here to check out a comedy show.
Maybe.
He heard the Strat was bringing comedy back.
Maybe. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of some sour grapes around the league in terms of teams that are willing to deal with the Golden Knights, because everybody knows that the Golden Knights are over a barrel right now. So why would they help them? They had success right away. They've been basically taking everybody's lunch money since then, or at least they're better players on lower contracts and making better moves. And so something's going to have to give in order for us to take Alex Pietrangelo, if that's what we want to do. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
So again, nothing happened this weekend. The other name that's been floated out there way too often is Nate Schmidt. There was even a report last night that he was getting it moved to the Florida Panthers.
Multiple reports.
Yeah.
None are true.
Right. So, and that was from people with the blue check marks. And so it's kind of a weird play right now. First of all, Nate Schmidt, still love you, dude. Still love you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't know why it has to be Nate Schmidt specifically. There's other pieces, but all right.
But that's the one that has had so much momentum that they're literally talking about, well, maybe he's been traded, and you've got, you know, the guys that follow hockey on the regular, not the ones that just kind of magically show up this time of year and go, yes, that would be a great deal, who are saying, no, no trade as of yet.
Right.
Or no trade at all. Not sure if talks are taking place. It's, again, nothing happened this weekend.
Yeah, and if you're saying, based off of conversation, a number of times that a player's name comes up in that conversation, Marc-Andre Fleury is way ahead of Nate Schmidt. Why, that's...
Well, and
what?
That has
what
stopped.
What happened to that?
That's
the easier thing. Like, that's what I mean, where I feel like they're forcing a square peg into a round hole just to upgrade a very important part of our team in defensemen. But again, it's not like he's the only one. And it's not like we're dealing in a normal time where we can hand out seven-year contracts with $8.5 million or above for a guy that's 30. Like, come on. Let's be a little realistic. Let's just take it down a notch and figure out how to get Marc-Andre Fleury or someone else off this roster, because something has to move. But I just don't think they're discussing the right pieces right now.
Yeah, it's a little odd. Meanwhile, more backup goalies continue to be signed, which means fewer places for Marc-Andre Fleury to land.
Oh, Edmonton, because they'll just pay Mike Smith $1.5 million for a year to play at, what is he, 37? I think he's actually 38 or 39. What? Where's the grease there? Like, I know if somebody was willing to take Marc-Andre Fleury, they would have made the deal, but maybe they're not asking for the right deal. This is why I said first round pick, send it, get it done. Then we can have all of the decisions we want to make instead of being the last people at the dance. We get it to the dance, Paul. Nobody just wants to dance with us. That's the problem.
Truth. By the way, if you're a teacher that's been doing Zoom calls and you need a new spelling word, Petrangelo would be just fine.
I before E, except for after P.
Yes.
It's unless it's his last name, then that counts.
Petrangelo.
Mm-hmm.
Petrangelo.
Just one L.
Remember that, kids. Petrangelo.
Everything's fine.
There's your check down, your five biggest stories. Pal, wow, that was a lot. That was a lot.
I feel better, though. Yeah. I feel like I've unloaded some emotions. I'm glad it's only an hour today.
Got more coming. The NFL weekend that never ends.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
Don't forget, coming up at 3:37, we'll be talking to Bo McDonald of Big Dogs Brewing about their upcoming Dogtoberfest and how you can get involved in drinking. Right?
I would like to sign up for that class.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it is.
Is it a master class?
I don't know. It
or
could be an amateur.
All walks
must be.
Allowed.
It doesn't really require much. Just a little, just a ability to, you know, pick up something and
put it down.
Tip it slightly.
Sure.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding of hair potentially needed.
I don't know about that. But.
Well, if it's that kind of party, you never know.
Right. Just a clue. We were having a chat about hockey there briefly before we jump into the professional football ranks here. Jesse Granger, The Athletic, tweeting out just before we went to break that Alex Petrangelo has left Las Vegas and returned to St. Louis. There is no deal in place.
I feel like that's a problem. Like, if this was in any other sport, and if somebody visited, and this is really your only team that you're really looking at this point, and then they left, and they didn't sign, you've rolled out the red carpet, I feel like that's a problem. Do you?
Just a long weekend in Las Vegas.
All right.
I mean, that's all this was. It was a long weekend in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Hey, when do you want to come out to Vegas? Yeah, sure. Why not? What do you want to check out?
Maybe they say wait at home while we try to get one of these deals done, but will it happen? I don't know. If no one's willing to dance, what's going to happen?
Right. You know, didn't even stay long enough to get his Vegas-born library.
Well, they are technically cap compliant right now.
They are cap compliant.
So
right
they
now.
Could just let them walk off into the sunset, although I doubt it.
They could. Too many names got thrown out there in this mess.
That's what happens when you're trying to make your team better, but the longer that you wait to actually do it, the more speculation there's going to be, and so more names get involved. More names involved means more hurt feelings, and then it's just one big not-so-fun offseason.
Speaking of hurt feelings, the Atlanta Falcons tried to get rid of plenty of them. They literally have gutted the entire
coaching.
Cleaned
house.
They gutted the entire coaching staff. We talked about this on Friday, whether or not this was going to happen, and it did, as head coach Dan Quinn was sent packing, along with the general manager, Thomas Dimitroff. They are 0-5.
Right.
Raheem Morris is the interim. He's had proper NFL head coaching experience, so he'll get the helm for the rest of the way. And today, interestingly enough, Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, who everybody seems to think is a good owner, no doubt about it, now said, we'll have to wait and see about Matt Ryan's future.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, once he starts, maybe that's why he waited so long, because he knows once that decision is made that it's not just the coaching staff, because they're not the ones that play the actual football. But if I'm him, I am questioning everything, because it wasn't when we talked about this last week, it wasn't the fact that they were going to be 0-5. But if you lose to the Panthers, not to say that the Panthers are bad, but because they're rebuilding way faster than you in real time. And for them to start the way that they did with a brand new coaching staff, brand new quarterback, brand new, no Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
And you still can't get more. You can't get more than three scores up on the board. And so, yeah, the team didn't really quit on Quinn, but the team didn't really have to, because nothing was working.
Yeah.
So that's empty.
So it's a complete overhaul.
Yeah.
Morris steps in. He was the defensive coordinator. I'm not sure how much he's going to help. They're just shuffling the deck chairs right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, because we were all like, the Jets are going to tank for Trevor and whatnot. Boy, the Falcons. I didn't think.
Right?
I'd never in my wildest dreams think the Falcons would have been one of those teams that would be like, you know what? Being 1-15 might not be so terrible, considering what we could get in the draft.
Exactly, and I'm sure that's what they're stancing for, and what the goal has probably changed to. I mean, this team is going to try to win each and every week, but I think we've learned that there is not a whole lot of talent or talent that can show up and fire on all cylinders on that day. So they're a proud organization. I'm glad that Blank finally took that step, but there's the surgery, And then there's the healing. The healing is the rest of the season, and hopefully you can reset things and be ready to run next time you go to the race.
Yeah, you know it's rough. I mean, Calvin Ridley's just got to be setting himself in it.
Todd Gurley, he's sitting there in the offseason there. You know, they're a playoff team. Playoffs. This is going to get us over the hump. We're not even in that same thought bubble. We're not even in that comic strip right now.
Yeah. You know it's bad when they're talking, when you've got fantasy analysts on Sunday morning going, you know, I probably wouldn't play Julio Jones.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
You're right.
This guy, I guarantee you, he was a legacy pick in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, or like a keeper guy for a lot of, over the last few years. I don't know why, because it's not like he scores touchdowns, but you know.
You get yards. You get the bonus for 100.
That's true.
In a lot of leagues.
Was that the only coaching firing we had this week?
Yes.
Adam Gase still has a job.
Adam Gase still has a job.
Okay.
He does, because they didn't play.
That's the only way that it can be.
No, it's not true. They played.
Who did they play?
They played Arizona, and they were going to lose to Arizona no matter what.
Well, I don't know. It wasn't really a given, because Arizona hasn't, like...
Oh, no, they killed them.
Yeah, like, they needed to kill them.
Arizona was outclassed New York in every single way possible.
Yeah.
Like, every single
way possible. DeAndre had 131 yards on just 6 receptions.
Yeah.
Gase
wasn't going to go anywhere, because he doesn't even have Darnold.
That's true.
Yeah, he'd start Flacco.
That's fair.
I mean, Flacco was clean, but it wasn't like, I mean...
Well, so clean in the first quarter, he didn't score?
He had a clean sheet. It just wasn't a stat packer. You know? It wasn't.
Was it three and out, or like one or two first downs, enough to move down the field and make something out of it?
They were outmanned and outgunned. Oh. Like that's just the Jets. J-E-T-S.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Honestly, keep them grounded at
Gase
this
was fine, and you know, we know what's going on in the Giants land, so they weren't going to go anywhere. Although, you know, Dallas probably shouldn't have won that game, but they had a lot to play for late in that one.
Oh, 100%.
They did.
100%.
What's happening to your Vikings?
Who we thought they were.
What?
Well, in a way, I mean...
They played Seattle.
That first half, they actually looked pretty decent. They were shutting them down, but that's the issue with the Vikings, is that they've always had an offense that's good enough to keep pace or maybe get out to a little bit of a lead. But in terms of when a team like the Seattle Seahawks that has such a high-powered offense starts actually clicking and has a chance to get on the field, like... They played one of the best first halves in Minnesota Vikings football in a long time, and I'm not just saying that because they were bad. They're so bad this year. But it doesn't matter. If you're not able to get big chunks of points, you're just like, well, 13-0 lead. That is nothing. And you just let Russell Wilson and DK just walk all the way down the field. They had the lead with 1 or 2 minutes left. They were still playing well, yep. And they could not stop him, either of them. And so, I mean, they seem to find a way to end up on the Seahawks schedule and always in their building every single year. Not saying anything about that, but it's just, yeah, they're a terrible team this year. They're a terrible team. So the sooner people just realize what they are, the better. And, you know, that's a young defense.
Yeah.
That played really well for most of the game.
Sure.
And that's where, as good as Kirk Cousins has been statistically over the last couple weeks, you say, well, I gave us the best chance to win. Well, you didn't last yesterday, because it's not like the Seattle defense is that great either.
Yeah.
So the day that your young D shows up for you and you don't show up for them, and they're on in a big time Sunday night football. Like, come on.
Truth. San Francisco got just run by the Dolphins.
The Lord was sent down again.
Garoppolo,
they rolled
terrible.
The stone back.
He was so bad.
He was
so bad. His quarterback rating was 1.4. Literally, there's no halo. Literally, he needs to go back to church and pray a little bit more.
Honestly, why even... They think that they're still a thing, right? Another team that won't accept what they are.
San Francisco?
Are.
Well, yeah, they should, but they're getting overshadowed now by the three other teams in the NFC West.
I mean, exactly.
Every other team is better than them.
So that's what I mean, though, is because why rush Jimmy back? And maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was fine. But regardless, it wasn't what we saw week one versus what we saw last night. Once Bosa went down, that basically put the 49ers in for, like, we'll just let you chill for this year until you get off probation, like academic probation. It's fine. And next year will be good. But I don't know. They're getting left in the dust, but that... As you said, the NFC West, that's the way this division goes. You're on bottom one year, and then the next year you're on the top, and then it just filters on down.
Right. They should petition for a change of the East. They'd be in first place.
Honestly.
It's just weird. Tonight we do have Monday Night Football and Tuesday Night Football tomorrow night, which is strange. San Diego Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers taking on the New Orleans Saints. You can actually listen to that game on our sister station, 98.5 HD2. You can also stream that game through CBS Sports Radio 1140. We'll put a link up on the page once kickoff gets underway at 5:15. We also have Tuesday night football. This is the weekend that will never end. Buffalo and Tennessee, which would have been like the marquee game over the weekend, to be honest, is now the Tuesday afternoon game at 4 o'clock.
With Tennessee?
Yeah, they're clean. Tennessee's clean now.
All right.
They've been clean. If anything, they should just be making them sleep in sleeping bags at Nissan Stadium, like out on the turf at the 50.
Right.
All right, everybody, we're just going to form a circle and put a fire in the middle here.
Exactly. just one fire.
Bring you some box lunches.
Yeah, it's a dumpster fire over there right now.
Call it good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Buffalo, Tennessee, and tonight, Chargers and New Orleans. The Raiders got their signature win yesterday.
I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, they did.
You know what, though, Paul?
40-32.
Paul, that has to be such a validating win, like, on so many levels. And the fact that Derek Carr, after the game, said, a lot of sad walks up the ramp at this building, but today's not one of them.
Sure.
Like,
oh, no, there was a lot of pounding of chest yesterday on social media by many of the players.
And that's the thing. We know that Kansas City did not play their best game. But what we do know is that our offense was able to keep up with them while we kept Mahomes off the field enough, just enough to eke out a win. But I'm super pumped for this team. I mean, everybody's like, are they legit? Is it happening? Are they going to be a Super Bowl contender? I don't know. But they usually don't beat the Chiefs, period, let alone the defending world champions with Patrick Mahomes under center. So who cares? Let's just build off this victory and go, right?
Yeah, a positive win for them, no doubt about it. And the fact that, you know, this could be going into the bye week for the Raiders, which normally Gruden doesn't like, but he's got so many injuries. And he talked about it during his press conference today. He listed like 10 guys.
This is a good one to savor, too.
Yeah, hopefully they can all come back and come back and come back and come back and whatnot. This could have been, going into the bye week, they could have been 2-3 behind a 5-0 Chiefs team. And now the Chiefs are 4-1, and they're just a game back at 3-2. That's a huge swing, just in terms of momentum.
And you've beat them, and you've beat the New Orleans Saints, which we've learned isn't exactly the Saints that we expected, but still a very good organization that's very familiar with what it takes to win big-time games and big-time moments. And so any win, any sign of progress like this, this is huge to build off of it. The loss means nothing to the Chiefs. It means nothing to them.
Sure.
They're going to be just fine. And that's what I was saying yesterday when I was watching this from the bar. I'm like, the win means so much more than the loss ever could. And so hopefully they take the bye week, like you said, to get healthy and to savor this a little more and figure out, what did I do to perform at this level, other than throwing a couple passes to Henry Ruggs, which worked out incredibly well.
Sure.
But just trying to figure out, how do we recreate these performances now that we have more than one? You know, more than the Saints game, more than, you know, a good loss against the Patriots or whatever. Like, this is where you need to take the step. So hopefully they figure those things out during the bye week.
2 weeks away from taking on Tampa. Defense looked a little bit better. They got to quit giving up so many points, though. Mahomes looked great in that final drive as he was moving him down for that. That touchdown. They got to avoid that kind of lapse.
We're not going to see that against Tampa Bay. If they can keep Tom bottle up in the pocket and create enough pressure to, you know, force him to make an ill-timed decision or just put a little bit too much air under that throw, that's all they need to do.
Just blitz.
Yeah, exactly.
Just blitz, blitz, blitz,
and that's
blitz,
why if
blitz.
You beat if you're able to contain Patrick Mahomes enough, like they did yesterday, Tom Brady looks like a simple, like a much more simple opponent in a weird way. That's weird to say.
Right. You got to control the run, though.
What a world
we
live in.
But that's two weeks away. Big bye week coming up for the Raiders, rolling in 3-2. Coming up next, Dogtoberfest is just around the corner. Bo McDonald from Big Dogs Brewing joins us.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
Paul Eihander and Lindsey Brown with you on this Monday ahead of the National League Championship Series Game 1. It is time to get loose and enjoy a great night of local craft beer. Maintain that social distance with our friends at Big Dogs Brewing Company. It is time for Dogtoberfest on Saturday, October the 17th. And joining us to talk a little bit more about it is our good friend Bo McDonald from Big Dogs Brewing. Bo, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course, Bo. So if you had to pick one of these great beers that you're featuring in the package for a shower beer, which one is it and why?
Oh, for a shower beer, probably the Dog Goes Wolf, just because it's a Goza. It's salty, light, easy to drink. Makes great for a shower beer, for sure.
That's good.
He had it right off the top of his head. Boom!
Yeah, apparently he's already had one of these in the shower.
Exactly.
Can I pet that dog? Beatches Forever, along with Underbite and Red Hydrant, all part of the Big Dogs Unleashed 5-pack sampler, made up of each one of these. You'll get a can of each one of these. Plus, you get a limited, it's a limited special edition can. Also, there's a swag, tasting notes, recipe cards, a coupon for Big Dogs Draft House, and for some odd reason, you've got a Dogtoberfest pint glass featuring Dave and Mahoney of Alt 107.5. Why would you want,
absolutely,
why would anybody want that, Bo?
I that is a great question. I ask them that every day.
It's a smash and glass.
Right,
that's what
true.
It is.
And the thing is, you can also you can upgrade your package, Bo, with a charcuterie platter for just $15 through BigDogsBrews.com. You can book this all through them. Also, you can upgrade with a Dogtoberfest Unleashed towel drying towel for your car to dry your car after you wash them. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a T-shirt with Dave and Mahoney on it.
Yes,
for $20 plus tax. I mean, I guess you
whatever
could use the.
What do you want to do with it?
Right, that's what I was kind of thinking too. I mean, like I don't know.
Now, Bo,
absolutely, it could go. It could become a towel. It can become, you know, wash rag. Whatever it is you want to do with it.
Absolutely, Bo. And I do have to ask, because it is Dogtober. It's the theming is obvious, but will there be puppers there? Are puppies allowed? And how many beers do I have to drink to leave with a puppy? Because I don't have one yet, and I would really like one.
There will not be puppies here, but your dogs are more than allowed to come to the brewery and sit on the patio anytime they want.
Excellent. Excellent. Off to acquire a dog.
It is fantastic. It's a really great night of local craft beer for you. Dogtoberfest virtual beer experience Saturday, October the 17th. You could buy your tickets now for just $30 plus tax, and then you could buy the beer package now and start picking it up curbside at the brewery starting on Wednesday. And the virtual event is at 2 p.m. Saturday, October 17th. Bo, you guys have continued to do this. I remember talking with you guys a few months ago about a different, you know, a virtual beer event. You know, what kind of response have you gotten? Is it, everyone's like, you know what, this is just even better idea because I just don't want to hang out with people that I don't like.
Absolutely. You know, it's fun as far as you're just hanging out on the internet. It's only two and a half hours. You can come and go as you please. You know, it's not all day Saturday. So, you know, you just do what you feel is best.
So, Bo, when I was perusing your website, which I do on the regular, but I just missed this detail until today, I did not realize that your brewery was associated with the green and gold fandom from Wisconsin that usually we don't like to talk about, but I feel a little, you know, concerned about that. So what kind of beer do you drink to break out of those fever dreams that are so associated with the green and gold fandom of the Green Bay Packers?
Why is it that you're against the fandom of the Packers?
Because I'm a Vikings fan, unfortunately, this year.
Ouch.
Yeah. So maybe you guys are onto something. Maybe you need to drink more of those beers.
Yeah. So you don't want to talk about last night's game at all. So let's just keep talking about the Packers and how well they're doing this year.
How many screens you guys got at your spot there, Bo, for the Packers games only, obviously?
A ton. I mean, there's every square inch is basically covered in TVs. You know, Packers games are on, but when the Packers aren't playing, all the other games will be showed, especially my Chargers tonight.
Right on.
Good Chargers game tonight, Saturday, October 17th, Dogtoberfest. Craft beer, interviews with the team. This is all a virtual beer experience. You can get your beer pup package, Dogtoberfest Unleashed, at Big Dogs, $30 plus sales tax. You'll get three new beers created for this event, two of the year-round favorites, and the limited edition packaging, which is also just kind of cool as a collector. When people buy beers from you guys, Bo, do they sometimes just go, do you know what? I just love the artwork. Can I just get like the empty can?
Absolutely. You know, we have a local artist. His name's Trey that does all the cans for us. All five of these were all designed by him. You also see barrels at the brewery that are painted with these logos on them. So, you know, it's absolutely to commemorate a great time.
Well, Bo, I'm excited to get a little bit loose with some of these beers. Although Dave and Mahoney are associated, we will put it to the side along with the Green Bay fandom. But it sounds like you guys have a great event and to keep everybody kind of involved and have a little pace to life, at least the fun part of life that we're all missing right now.
Absolutely. A lot is donated to 3 Square 2. Big Dogs will be matching up to $500. So make sure that everybody comes out and donate to a great cause.
For sure. And if you pick up a bonus four-pack of Can I Pet That Dog, $5 of that will go directly to Three Square. And as we all know, each dollar donated equals to three meals Three Square is able to provide for those in need in our community. That's fantastic. Even though you have David Mahoney plastered all over your stuff, it's still going to be a worthwhile event because honestly, Bo, who doesn't love good craft beer?
That's the most important part of this whole thing.
No doubt it. Bo McDonald from Big Dogs Brewing Company. Thanks for hanging out with us, Bo.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Bo.
Big Dogs Brewing Company. Virtual beer experience this Saturday. You can go to bigdogsbrews.com. Pick up the Dogtoberfest Unleashed Beer Pop Package. You can get it there for just $30 plus sales tax. You'll get three beers you've never had before, plus two favorite year-round selections. You also get tasting notes, food pairing suggestions, a recipe featuring each beer, and a complimentary piece of Big Dog swag. I'm not sure if that features David Mahoney. Hopefully you can trade it in for something that you might actually want.
We're going to have to do a crossover event for ourselves, honestly. We have to give people options.
Here's the weird part about this. So they're going to raffle off a special edition painted mini barrel.
Really?
Yeah. It'll have the logo of the Can I Pet That Dog beer. You can get a ticket for that for just $10. The proceeds benefit Three Square. And it also apparently has Dave Mahoney's picture on it, too.
And you get to get crunk. So that's a win, a win, except for David Mahoney. That's right. A loss.
Seriously, I'm like, how many things do we have to put their picture on?
Honestly, I'm like, we should have a conversation. Like, not with them, but like other people about them.
They're on a glass. They're on a painted barrel.
Right? They could at least put us on a coffee cup or something. I know that's what I like to drink my beer out of, so nobody knows.
Right now, basically, what it would be for me would be like one of the, just like a napkin, and then you would just kind of, you would put your beer on it because cold and it'd have the ring on it, and
yeah.
Then my face would just disappear and melt away like the cheap napkin that was on kind of thing.
Right.
Like, hey, we spilled something to the table. Hey, give me some of them palm napkins.
Right.
You know, wipe that up.
And the napkins that you put over your eyes when you have a headache, but you just dip them in the beer.
Dude, nobody wants to look at me after having a headache.
Well, you've already disappeared into the apparition. I'm just talking about for the cooling sensation.
Oh, dude, my napkins are cleaning up the floor.
Deviate, you know, the eye contact with David Mahoney. They always follow you around. It's weird.
It is kind of strange.
Yeah.
Coming up next is LeBron the GOAT.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
Contrary to how some of you might feel, I'm not going to stop talking, even though I love this song.
You love Posty Malosty.
I do dig this song.
He's a very talented artist.
This thing just flows.
And it's not the only one.
Like, this reminds me of just sitting at the beach, watching the waves. I got a whole playlist of this stuff.
I bet you he would get tattoos with us if we asked him.
Tattoos with Posty?
Yeah.
Does he actually have any space left?
Well, you can always find space. You can always find space.
Yeah, but that would require,
space.
Like, a skin graft or something.
Well,
like, Post Malone is like, I mean, I've seen work that he's gotten done.
We're on the skull right now. We're going with the entire area of his head. But, you know, he's an artist. That's his body.
I guess
he should be able to do whatever he wants with it, right?
You got the eyelids, right?
Yeah, he does have the eyelids. He has under the eyes as well.
Yeah.
You know, all the cool kids or all the young gal pals about 10 years ago when you went to college, you're like, I'm going to get a tattoo on the inside of my lip so no one can see it. And also it dissolves. It's really not that cool then.
Okay.
Unless it's Posty.
Is that one of those things you thought about?
No, was not on my list of things to do.
Understandable.
Yeah.
One of the list of things for LeBron James to do was to win an NBA championship, and he did so by luring Anthony Davis there and then put together kind of a sort of a dream team, wish list kind of team that he sort of did in Cleveland and last night rolled over the Miami Heat. And so at this point, is LeBron the GOAT or is the GOAT of his generation? Because the MJ debate comes up and it reared its head this morning.
I hate the debate in general, though, Paul. Like, why do we have to compare everyone to everyone?
Because this is what it's all about. We're not comparing looks. We're comparing resumes. We're comparing.
But still
resume.
Comparing, though. Why can't they both be great? Why can't they both be transcendental at their craft?
Well, this is why everyone's been saying the GOAT of the generation. As the NBA has gone through different generations, he might be the GOAT of this generation.
Well, yeah, remember, I don't think there's a question that he's a GOAT of this generation. But we're asking about Michael. That's a different conversation. For this generation, there is no one else that approaches the presence, that approaches the... I know a lot of people like to say, well, he's been in how many finals and won how many titles. I don't see it as a knock. I don't see it as a knock to get to make the other team go through you every time. Like, just because he didn't go every time he went to the finals like Michael Jordan did, he won every time. Well, Michael Jordan didn't go to the finals nearly as much as LeBron did, and it's just a different type of player, type of person, type of physical body, all of that. And so that's why it's just, when a lot of people waste time comparing him to in eras and to other people. I'm like, let's just enjoy it. Because honestly, who's the next one? There's never going to be another LeBron. There's going to be another great GOAT of the generation.
So everyone's talking about Giannis, but Giannis hasn't taken that big step
yet.
Yeah.
Well, it took LeBron how many years to take that step? 9? He was in Cleveland for 7, and then he didn't get in the first year. It was the second year with the Heat. So you got to pay your dues.
Well, he paid his dues.
I know. And that, but not everybody can take that next step. And it's sometimes it's on you, and sometimes it's on the teams that you're on. And so it just, you get lucky, you don't. It's your year until it's not. But for us, we've never seen somebody do what LeBron James has done in his 17 years in the NBA. We've never seen anybody play like this.
Rings, 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 rings.
Yep.
And you have to think to yourself, is he going to play for that fifth one with as much fervor as this year set up? Because this was a strange year. We all know that, how it all worked out.
Right.
Which makes it incredibly more special, especially for Lakers fans.
100%.
It's, you know, next year will be the, all right, we're all going to come back, try to do things a little bit differently. Everyone's a year older, a year wiser.
Well, they got to sign AD, right? He said he's not 100% set, which is, first of all, why are you asking him that question on the night that he's celebrating his first ever championship? The guy was crying on the sidelines. That's how much it meant to him. But he's going to be hitting unrestricted free agency. Else are you going to go?
He'll stay.
Literally, what? Speaking of resume builders, like, what better selling point could this be for the Lakers organization to Anthony Davis? Like, and to a lot of people. But yeah, it's going to be weird. I've been thinking about this the last few days. Is like, is it weird that I'm kind of nostalgic about 2020? Not of all the bad things, but just being, we're never going to be in a moment like this together. And then when just things get finish, it's weird. It's just such a weird transition for me.
As everything's kind of wrapping up here.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of wrapping up.
There's the after. And I don't think a lot of us picture that.
Yeah. Well, there's still the present. And the present is the Dodgers of the National League Championship Series. That's coming up next. For Mark Bonilla, making things sound nice, she is Lindsey Brown, and I am Paul Eihander. And that's a wrap on the fastest playmakers of the week on a Monday.
Splash!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.